This is KCUR. Director Philip William McKinley's name has been linked to high-profile Broadway productions over the last decade, most recently Julie Taymor's controversial Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. McKinley returns to Starlight Theater to direct the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic The Sound of Music. He talked about coming back to a place that supported him early in his career.
I feel like now in my career, there comes a point where you have to give back in order to pass along the knowledge and you've learned, that you need to go back and revisit those places. And Starlight was incredibly supportive of me in my early career and kind of in the middle of a career too. I think what's great about Starlight, it provides that outdoor experience, which is so different than being under a roof and being confined. The night air gives you that kind of romantic setting that makes these revivals of these big, glorious, golden age musicals even more enjoyable.
Doe, a deer, a female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun, me, a name I call myself, far, a long, long way to run. So
are there challenges in presenting a classic like this, like Sound of Music, where people have certain expectations or the music is very familiar, you know, not to make too many changes because they have an expectation of what this should be?
You know, I've done three productions of Wizard of Oz here. With Sound of Music or Wizard of Oz, these chestnuts that are so well known, my theory is that you don't really muck with them a lot. And I know this is such a cliche, but they do talk about, oh, they don't write them this way anymore. They really don't write them this way anymore. In the contemporary musicals, in many cases, the book writers are secondary to the music.
You talked about contemporary musicals, and you've directed a number of productions, but I think a lot of times your name is tied to Spider-Man. I would just love to ask you what it was like stepping into that production and taking the place of Julie Taymor.
It was an honor in a way to be called upon to take over that. I think a lot of directors just did not want to do it. I mean, people said you're either the bravest or the stupidest, and I thought, well, maybe a little bit of both. I had retired. I had left New York and said, I'm not doing this anymore. And I had moved to Davenport, Iowa. And then 3 months later, they called and said, would you come and do Spider-Man? And I worked with a director whose name is George Abbott, who was probably considered to be one of the fathers of American theater. I mean, Mr. Abbott was phenomenal. And, you know, he did Damn Yankees and he had 2 and 3 shows on Broadway all during the 50s, 60s. And I was his assistant at one point when he was 100 years old. And I said to him, how do you do it? How do you keep going on? And he said two things. He said, one, I'll never direct the same show the same way. I always will take a different approach to it, which I thought was smart because when you cast different actors, different actors bring something new to the table. And second of all, he said to me, I always do things that scare the hell out of me. And I've always held on to that.